Hey guys, what is up? Before we get started, I just wanted to say that if you want to support this show, if you like what I'm doing, if you like gaming daily news in under 10 minutes, then you can head over to mixer.com/X1Bros. That's mixer.com/XONEBROS. And you can subscribe to the channel there. You can sit in the chat. You can farm sparks and then donate to them. Sparks are completely free. And it goes a long way to help me. I'm trying to stream full time as well as make this news a full time gig and the other podcasts. So the best way to help is to head over to mixer.com and either subscribe or just sit and chat, enjoy the show, and donate some sparks, which are free. Regardless, thank you very much, guys, for all of your support. I really appreciate it. And now let's get to the show. Today is Tuesday, June 4th, 2019. There's a new Fortnite-themed Xbox, Square Enix teases a new game, and more Google Stadia announcements are coming. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast, all the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm so happy you're here. My name is X1. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We're pounding through the week. Let's do this. As we get closer to E3, which is the beginning of next week, we're 7 days away from it. Super exciting. All of the big shows are on Sunday. Also super exciting. We're going to get more and more teases, and we're going to get more and more news stories like this. Over at IGN, Square Enix teases new game Outriders for E3 2019. That's right. Square Enix has teased the announcement of a new game called Outriders for E3 2019. Teased on Twitter, the post reads, "Initialize Christos cryostasis wake-up procedure and see it first on 6/10/19. This is accompanied by a brief video of somebody waking up in a cryostasis chamber. While the Outriders Twitter account was created in June 2017, it only began generating posts starting on May 1st, 2019. These posts consist of mission logs from a Captain Simon B. Arkin beginning in May 2076 discussing the launch of the Flores, which has its course set for Enoch, quote, which may well be humanity's last hope and salvation, unquote. Subsequent mission logs indicate that Earth is in a catastrophic situation and an army is aboard the Flores. Square Enix filed a trademark for Outriders before E3 2018, at which time there were a lot of people theorizing that the game may be the result of Square's partnership with Bulletstorm developer People Can Fly, which was announced in 2017. The project was described as an original AAA title for consoles and PC. Square Enix will hold its E3 2019 special broadcast on Monday, June 10th at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Super exciting times. Stay tuned, because Square Enix is dropping some new games. We got a Fortnite-themed Xbox coming at us. This news story from GameSpot. In anticipation of another big showing at this year's E3, Microsoft has announced another entry for its line of custom Xbox One consoles. This one themed after Fortnite Battle Royale, Epic's huge shooter. If you don't know what Fortnite is yet, where have you been? What rock have you been living under for the last couple years? Available starting June 7th, the Xbox One S Fortnite Battle Royale Special Edition 1TB will normally sell for $300 from the Microsoft Store, but for a limited time in celebration of E3, Microsoft will offer a $50 discount off the bundle through June 17th. In addition to the console itself, which sports a stylish royal purple gradient, the bundle includes a matching purple Xbox wireless controller, a copy of Fortnite, a dark Vertex cosmetic set for the game, 2,000 in-game V-Bucks, and a one-month free trial of Xbox Live Gold and Xbox Game Pass. While the base game is free, so much of Fortnite's culture revolves around cool player cosmetics, so this package should give any new player a leg up in the real Battle Royale fashion world. Anytime a new iteration of a console comes out, it's always super exciting. The purple looks sexy. Go check it out. We know we're also getting a discless Xbox One coming soon. Probably talk more about it at E3, so that's also exciting. Regardless, E3 is like Christmas for gamers, and I freaking love it. Apple announced earlier this year that they're going to be jumping into the gaming space big time, And this next news story seems to show that they're a little bit serious about it. The story is coming at us from Game Informer. Apple TV gets support for Xbox One and PlayStation 4 controllers. That's right, Apple has always kind of had an existential crisis with regard to how much of a gaming platform they want their devices to be. While lip service is always paid at press conferences, getting a console-like experience in their various devices has always been a game of inches. And the difficulty in getting quality controllers to work with them has been part of the problem. That is now less of an issue, as Apple has announced native controller support for PlayStation 4's DualShock 4 and Xbox One controllers on the Apple TV. The improvement will be added into the Apple TV's tvOS 13 update, which is likely in preparation for Apple Arcade, launching later this year in the fall. Apple Arcade, if you remember, this is what I was talking about. They announced this earlier in the year. It's Apple's new subscription service, and it provides a monthly set of premium and sometime exclusive games across all their devices. While they did not clarify this to be the case, presumably the Xbox One controllers that will be comparable are the Bluetooth ones, released more recently than the proprietary launch ones that use some kind of proprietary technology that we don't know about. It's secret. The aliens gave it to Microsoft. But Bluetooth is probably what's going to be happening on the Apple devices. And last but not least, we've got some news and some exciting announcements about Google Stadia. We had their press conference, about a month and a half ago? Well, now we have word that Stadia pricing, games, and more will be revealed later this week. That's right, right before E3. I think they want to get the head up on Microsoft, who's also probably going to be announcing a streaming console. That's the word on the street. It's a pretty good, solid word. But Stadia probably wants to steal a little bit of that thunder and show its competitive console, or show how competitive, rather, its console is in comparison. Google announced yesterday that the debut of Stadia Connect will take place at 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 p.m. Eastern this Thursday, June 6. The details are thin, but the event will cover launch information, game announcements, and most interesting of all, the price. That's going to be super interesting. Where is that price point at? Especially for a subscription service, which I believe is what they're going for. Is that pricing at $20 a month? Is it at $15 a month? Is it higher than that? I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I also am looking forward to see what exclusive games they have and how those play. Is it enough to get me to come over to Stadia Connect to play it? It's got to be something pretty cool. As well as I do want to see more of the features that they talked about earlier. That couldn't hurt. I think what they showed the first time was mind-blowing and was super cool, and it got me excited about it. So more features announced and talked about on Thursday definitely won't hurt anything. Thursday, June 6, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Stay tuned, Google Stadia, baby. It's news central for the Google boss, the Google machine, the Google console, Google Stadia. And that does us, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. Happy Tuesday. I hope you've had a great week so far. It's countdown to E3. I'm so excited. If you haven't yet, head over to iTunes and rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps the show. It helps expose us to more people, more nerds like ourselves who love gaming and enjoy the virtual world and sharing it with our friends. Right? Right? Does that make sense? I think that makes sense. Anyways, please rate, review, and subscribe to us. It seriously helps. Thank you very much, guys. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you first thing tomorrow. On tomorrow's hump day, my favorite day of the week.